How much time and energy are you wasting due to self-doubt? Okay, you might not like that one. Okay, how about this? What could you achieve if you had unwavering confidence in your actually project management abilities? You see, the most powerful tool in a project manager's arsenal, or what I call their tool belt, is not any fancy software, even though that helps. It's not a complex methodology or framework or ideology. But do you know what it is? It's something you already possess, but might not think I don't know if you're using it to your full potential. That is self-confidence. In today's episode, I'm going to break down the hidden power of self-confidence in project management and how it only transforms your leadership, but also accelerates your career. If you're ready to stop doubting and thriving, please keep listening. You mind if I share a quick story with you? I promise to keep it quick. You know how I go. But you know, when I first learned about self-confidence, see, the key word is self. No one else can give you this unless you're willing to invest the time and the knowledge that's going to be required to develop that self part. You see, that self part is so big, it's so major, it starts with I, it starts with self. And I came upon this early in my career when I was I just didn't think I could do this thing called project management. And the reason why I didn't think I could do it, it wasn't because of the skill sets. It wasn't because of the, you know, doing a Gantt chart or building this. It was just every new project, you don't really know anything. Meaning that there are more people on the other side of the table, your stakeholders, your project management team has more information than you do. And I struggled with that because I was frustrated that I'm somebody that is a life learner. I'm somebody that's curious. I always have a huge curiosity when it comes to learning about things. And because project management or because leading projects or projects, the key word is unique. That means each project is going to be different, unless there's a project you're running year over year, potentially, but it's going to be unique. And I didn't have the self-confidence when I first started. And I was like, man, I see so many people talking about the tools, the methodologies, and everything else under the sun, but I don't hear them talking about self-confidence. How do I build self-confidence? How do I bet on myself when others are unwilling to bet on me? Oh, I like that, family. Reason why I like that is because it's important when you go after this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, you have to be able to create self-confidence. I'm not gonna tell you fake it till you make it because that cliche is old. But what if today, in today's episode, there's one nugget, maybe two, that you can take away and start put it into your practices. If you're not a project manager, you still can leverage this information. If you're thinking about becoming a project manager, you can use this information. If you are a project manager, you should be using this day in and day out. So let's jump into today's episode, and hopefully there'll be something here that resonates with you in your journey here. All right, let's get into it. Point number one, decision-making prowess. See, self-confident project managers, they make decisions more readily and stand by them. As some of my family would say, we stand on business. What does that translate into? That basically means is that we know if we say we're going to do something, if we said this is what it is, this is what it is, and we have all the confidence to know if that is not the appropriate decision, that we have the mechanisms inside of ourselves to lead a team effectively to self-correct and make a pivot. See, that's the thing about it is when you make a decision and you realize this decision is not going well, is not going the way that it was supposed to when you drew it up in your mind, you also have to make the decision and be comfortable with it to make the pivot, to separation from the current decision you had and let that decision go. I see so many project managers will sit down, especially in a waterfall methodology. Waterfall methodology is basically this. It's more or less of we start A, B, C, instead of a more of a scrum framework where we have sprints, but I'll get into that in a whole nother conversation. Today is different. But I see so many project managers that want to make a decision and they're afraid of, hey, if I make this decision, what'll happen if the decision is wrong? And then when you talk with them and then you hear the most common sense, it's just easy. It's like, okay, what if that decision is wrong? What are you going to do next? Probably come up with a different decision. Exactly. And so this is what happens a lot of times, especially in the environment that we're in today's time. These environments are fast, it's quick. You have to make decisions off of the information that you have. And yeah, it can make or break the project. But the importance of it all is that you have a project team and stakeholders. So you're running this decision by them. Hey, this is the decision. These are the risks and or issues associated with this particular decision. Do we want to move forward? Yep, let's go. Here's some actionable advice if you're stuck with this particular piece. Practice decisiveness, in a low stakes situation to build confidence for bigger decision. When you know, this is why it's so important to practice. I know that whole cliche, but seriously, the more you're able to practice, the more you have the opportunity to make these decisions in low stake areas to see how does it happen, what comes of it. Number two of this actionable advice, develop a habit of assessing risk and opportunities before making decisions, which will increase your confidence in standing by your actual choices. Let's move on to point number two, conflict resolution. Confident project managers are better equipped to handle conflicts objectively and assertively, leading to quicker resolution. You know, I always have so many stories of conflicts, but I'm going to share this one. You know, one of the things I realized is, and I should have known this, because once you start connecting the dots, once you're going through your career in project management, you're slower to respond and you're faster to think. Mm-hmm. What do I mean by that? What I mean is that your project team may be frustrated, not with you, but maybe with their workload or maybe another project team member, and they may be taking it out on you. And you have to have the confidence to sit there to let them get it all out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got some more? Come on. And once they do, long as they don't disrespect you in a way that is something this conversation or this relationship cannot come back from, but I promise you will be able to tell the difference where they're frustrated about something you have no control over. Like, well, we should have gotten more for the budget. Well, we don't. So what are we going to do? Well, we should have. And it's little things that you could tell that were boiling up, but they just didn't trust you at the time to have a real, you know, honest conversation. So why is it important to build relationships with stakeholders and project team members is you're not going to prevent all the conflicts, but then they can come and talk to you directly. So at that point, you have an opportunity, which we're going to touch in our actionable advice, is you find ways of, like I said, develop conflict resolution skills through training and practice to handle disagreements effectively. You're going to have disagreements. How do we handle these effectively? And then approach those conflicts with a mindset of resolution. You know the model here. There's two models. If you haven't been paying attention to me, family, and those who have, they're probably going to get tired of me saying it, but I'm telling you, when you have your first project, you're going to remember these two things. You're like, I remember ED said this. First thing is always documentation over conversation. And the second thing is that we can't get so caught up on the problem that we lose sight and vision of actually working towards a resolution. Sometimes we can get so caught up in the problem. I've been guilty of it. Other project managers have been guilty of it. Maybe you've been guilty of it, where you can get so caught up in the problem. And then you like, man, we only got 3 minutes or 5 minutes to talk about the resolution. So having the ability, the mindset, as soon as a problem appears, hey, we understand the actual problem. Here's the context. All right, now let's shift. We already know, we don't need to talk about the problem anymore. We need to start finding resolutions quick. Developing negotiation skills to help resolve disputes calmly and assertively. Now, there's sometimes that you won't be able to be calm, but you still could be calm even though you're being assertive, even though you have to be sometimes abrasive in a way to get someone to understand your point if they're unwilling to listen to you. And sometimes you just need to walk away from the conversation and totally and say, hey, I'm not going to go back and forth with you. I'm not going to do this. When you're ready to work on talking about how we can get to the resolution and coming up with ideas for the resolution, this conversation, I've left many calls that way where I'm on a call and all they want to do is focus on the problem. I'll say, hey guys, I'll leave this to you. Just call me when you guys coming up with ideas that we can brainstorm on the resolution, because this time is not valuable for me. Point number three, promotes clear communication. I guess that's my third piece. So first one, documentation over conversation. Second one, focusing more energy on the solution or resolution than the problem. And the third one is communication. Communication is key in anything that we do. And having the ability for a confident project manager to communicate clearly and assertively, ensuring their message is understood and acted upon. Here's some actionable advice. Practice public speaking and presentation skills to enhance your communication confidence. Family, by even taking the time to do a podcast or YouTube channel or writing articles, these are not things that I'm telling you that sounds good. You guys have evidence of me doing this. And why am I doing this? First is to help anybody that wants to get into project management. Second is because it is allowing me to improve on my communication, and improving in my communication, it improves my confidence. Practice active listening and work on conscious messaging to boost confidence in communication. Point number four, adaptability. Whew, this is a message. This is a big one. Anytime I say message, family, if you're new to the episode, that means something. This is something you want to tune into. This is one of those points that I understand. I said three points ahead of this, but this is one of those major ones because of the fact of a lot of people, once when change hits them, do not know how to embrace it and adapt to change in an effective way. Self-assured project managers are more likely to embrace change and adapt to new situations, which is essential in today's dynamic project management environments. Let me be honest with you. Things are consistently changing. You got AI on one hand. You're not competing just domestically. You're competing globally now. And because of all of these different variables, you have to be open and be willing to change. When someone is pushing back on change and they can't tell you why they don't want to make the change, it's because if it's just because it's uncomfortable for them, you're going to have to move on and keep moving forward, because if not, this resource will get you, make it where you can't be compatible. Compatible. You can't compete in today's market. Here's my actual advice. Stay updated with industry trends and be open, family, to learning new methodologies to increase your adaptability. And the next point on this, on the actionable advice, continuously invest in professional development through certification courses. And you know, I'm going to have mentorship here. Mentorship to stay adaptable and confident in the face of change. Mentorship or coaching, whatever, either one of those pieces. I think if you're new, I know if you're new to project management or trying to make a career switch, I believe starting off with mentorship and then shifting that mentorship into more of a coaching as you're getting more adept to the actual project management realm. All right, point number five. It enables consistent performance under pressure. They say pressure bust pipes, but I say confidence in your ability helps you stay calm under pressure, enabling better decision-making in high stress situation. Here's my actionable advice. Practice stress reduction techniques like mindfulness or deep breathing to maintain composure during challenging times. You are going to have challenging times. You are going to have people that are going to push on you and expect more out of you. And you have to be able to say that those two letters, N-O, when it's not applicable to you, when it doesn't make sense, when it is not aligned with the project. Next point, practicing managing high pressure situations by simulating crisis or reviewing past projects where they were challenging. I like the former than the latter, meaning reviewing projects past that were challenging, that, right, that's that information right there of how you could have handled, maybe you had a conflict with someone and you lost your cool and you're like, man, how could have I handled that better? Should I have sent an email, or maybe should I walked away? There's things, there's telltale signs of what you're doing, and it's documented if you did it appropriately, because I've told you, keep a playbook of things where you like, you know what, I could have done that a little, I could have handled that a little bit better. And the last and final thing, reflect on what you did well and how you can apply those lessons to future projects. One thing awesome about a project is it has a beginning date and an end date. And when this thing ends, you should have a lot of lessons learned that you learned along the way. Some may be public and some that are private to you, in which now you can say, I need to get better there. I need to start holding people more accountable instead of giving them a way out. Maybe I need to run my meetings better, lead them better. So certain things are going to come out. Point number six, accountability. Self-assured project managers take ownership of their decisions, action, and fostering a culture of accountability within the team. You know, one of the things I do, I take full accountability. I remember one day I told one of my project team members to send an email because there was a meeting that was supposed to be been had and we didn't have it. And their particular stakeholder who they needed there for this discussion was unable to make it. And I said, hey, just send an email and tell them we'll reschedule. And this was like, they were already about 10 minutes late. And I have a 10-minute rule. It was like, at 10 minutes, I don't know what else we could talk about. Cause now if this is a 30-minute meeting, we only have 20 minutes to really have a discussion. So I would rather just reschedule. And when he sent that email, the stakeholder called both of us to a call, and we got on the call and they were like, hey, well, I was only 10 minutes, you know, late. I really needed to have this call because I needed to go up to executives to inform them what the decision was made. And I said, listen, this is not the project team member's fault. I'm the one that told him to send the email because we also had other meetings and we weren't sure that you were going to make it. So if you want to hold someone accountable, hold me accountable. That's just an example, because you need to be protecting your project team. So lead by example and taking responsibility for both the successes and the failures, and encourage your team to do the same. When you lead by example, you have a better chance of your team taking accountability because they're watching how you're taking accountability. Point number seven, enables better problem solving. One of the core foundations of a project manager is they are problem solvers. This is why I'm always telling you to focus on the solution, not on the actual problem. Self-confidence enables you to approach complex problem with a positive, or I like to say, an optimistic mindset, and leading to more creative and effective solutions. Here's my actionable advice. Develop a systematic approach to problem solving and trusting your ability to find solutions. Break down problems, this is big family, into smaller, manageable tasks and then work them systematically. And my last and final one is success in solving small issues will boost your confidence for larger problems. My last and final point, and then I'll go into my transformational comments, career advancement. I know everyone I probably should have set this up and said, hey guys, number eight is going to be the one, but if you stuck to the end, then you know number eight is really big, and I'll expound on this why. Self-confident project managers are more likely to seek out and seize career advancement opportunities, leading to professional growth. What does that mean? Well, that just basically means that one thing about, I did an episode on it, and it was recommended for one of the family members about, the question was, you know, about project managers, you would see them jumping opportunities a lot. There are some caveats, or I should say variables there. Some of them, they're contractors. So there may be a project that's budgeted for a year, and after that project is nearing end or about the end, they jump to another role. And when they do that, again, they're building, which you don't know, they're building up so much confidence. They're opening their mind up for new opportunities within globally or domestically. And so this is one of those ambitious type moves, because again, sometimes as my grandma would say, the grass is not always greener on the other side. But my auntie would come back and say, you know what, it depends on what type of fertilizer they're using, baby. But anyway, I digress. The point I'm trying to make, family, is that a lot of times, you know, it could be a good opportunity for you to jump to another organization, but also it could, you might want to stick where you're at so you can get more experience, so you can really truly understand a project from beginning to end and understand, because it's never really about the project. It's all, it's about the people you are interacting with on the project. And so you can be an amazing project manager, but if you go to an organization that people don't take project management seriously or the project itself seriously, it's you're not going to have the success that you thought you would. So here's my actionable advice. Set ambitious yet achievable career goals and actively work towards them to build confidence in your professional trajectory. And my last and final one, confidently showing your results can make a lasting impression and pave the way for future growth. You know, one of the things that has happened to me is where someone may go to an executive or a leader may go to another organization. And if you left a, you impose upon them of how well you led your project, they may reach out and say, hey, I got an opportunity here for you. Would you mind coming over here? And you weren't even looking for a job. That's the type of opportunities we want to create as project managers. Let me get into my three transformational recommendations and then I'll let you be on your way, family. Point number one, decision-making prowess. Again, practice decisiveness in low-stakes situations to build confidence for bigger decisions. Point number two, enables consistent performance under pressure. Listen, family, when you you're going to constantly be under pressure in some projects more than others, but those that you are not under pressure a lot, I always reflect, I always say that to be able to go back and look at those projects that you were under a lot of pressure and reflect what you did well and what you didn't do well and apply it to any upcoming projects. And then the last and final one promotes clear communication, practicing active listening and work on concise messaging to boost your confidence. Well, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. And one of the things I want to make sure, family, is confidence is key. Self-confidence is key. You know, when you're leading a project, there's going to be plenty of times when you're not sure of something. That's okay. Keep walking. Keep moving. Start asking questions. The more questions that you ask, the more confident that you're going to be about where this project is going. And it's up to you as the leader of leading this project to ensure that you are setting the team up for success. At the same time, by setting them up for success, you set yourself up for success. I go by the name ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means it. Until next time.